Yeah, I know. I'm high blood pressure. Okay. I'm 148 in the morning on the 23rd. My name is Rick Gatlin, detective for the Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
Thank you very much. You know, what I want to do is I just want to, I'm here investigating the shooting. Right.
Before we get started, let me get your complete name. I'm here just to primarily talk to you about the shooting, okay? If you're willing to talk to me about it.
No, I'll be totally honest with you.
No problem with talking
about it? No problem at all.
Okay.
I mean, I don't care.
Okay. Okay, let's pretend I know nothing about this.
Okay.
And I'd like you to start where you were at, about what time it was, who you were with, basically what happened.
Okay, I know we're at my cousin's house where the shooting happened.
And who's your cousin? What street? If I told you the street, would you know?
Yes.
Is it Greenvale?
Yeah.
Do you know the address there?
No, I don't. I know he lives on the corner, right next to the park.
Okay, go ahead.
I know I was there a little before. I was probably there around 9 o'clock, and we were all standing.
Last night.
Yes.
Okay.
We're all standing around and just, you know, we weren't looking for trouble. I went over there just to go hang out with my little cousin, my little brother, and my girlfriend. And
so who was? Give me the name of the people that were there.
I remember seeing others, but I don't know their names.
Okay. How many others do you think there were?
Maybe five at the most.
Okay. We got that.
Just kicking back.
Outside or in the house?
It was Stacy and I and my little brother and Gordy were kicking it out right in front of his patio.
Stacy, yourself, Gordy?
And my little brother, Jeremy.
Jeremy.
We're just standing in front of this patio.
Now, that patio out back or?
In the front.
In front. Outside. Front. On patio. Okay, go ahead.
The rest of everybody else was in the house.
Were they in and out of the house or remained in the house?
No, they remained in the house.
Alright, go ahead.
And then I would say approximately about 10 o'clock, about 3 to 4 carloads of guys that I don't even know and I've never seen in my life before. They just got out of their cars. I would say there's about over 20, close to 30 of them that were there, that got out of those cars.
Okay.
Okay, and I told...
What cars were they? Did you describe cars?
I know one was a Monte Carlo, like a bluish gray, like a steel blue gray.
Bluish gray, Monte Carlo. That's a Chevrolet?
I have no idea.
How do you know it was a Monte Carlo then? You just know it was a Monte Carlo.
Yeah, I mean, I know what a car looks like. I don't know the make.
What year do you think it was?
A newer one, because it wasn't the older body stuff.
Newer being?
I was right there.
Like an 80s car? Or?
No, I'd say probably about a 78 or so.
Okay. All right.
And
a four-door or two-door?
It was a two-door.
Okay, a two-door bluish gray. Monte Carlo, newer, 78, two-door.
Uh-huh.
And what
else? I can't remember the other cars because my eyes were just focused on that car. I know there was at least two more cars that pulled out.
All right, go ahead.
And they all got out and they all started walking towards the house. They all had bats or sticks or, pipes, anything. That it looked like everyone had something. And I told everyone to get in the house. And then Gordy went to go tell his dad, and next thing I know, we were just all fighting. Well, I know I was fighting.
Okay. All guys started walking towards the house. Looked like they had bats and what?
No, they had bats and pipes.
They had bats and pipes?
Uh-huh.
bats and pipes?
Mm-hmm.
They had bats and pipes. Everybody or just a few?
No. I would say 90% of them had them.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened there?
I heard this bang, like a gunshot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it came from. And they were so close to the house.
Let's stop there for just a minute and be honest with each other. Because we've got to get the truth. Cause, you know, I can appreciate what you're saying. If somebody's coming after you, bats and guns. But who's somebody in your group firing off a gun? I'm not asking who, but somebody in your group firing off a gun?
It could have been from our group. Okay, truthfully,
yeah.
It could have been from our group and it could have been from their group.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Where did it sound like it was coming from? From your group or their group?
It sounded like it came from my side right here, okay? I was like, I told everyone to get inside and I was at the very top of the driveway right before you get onto their patio, their front patio. And they all started coming. I said, you guys get inside like that. And then I heard a bang that was to my right side. And it wasn't really close to me, but it wasn't really, I mean, way down at the end of the street.
Heard it. Okay, so you saw these people coming towards the house, you told everybody to get inside,
uh-huh.
And next thing you did is you heard a bang like a shot,
uh-huh.
And it was towards your right,
uh-huh.
Some distance, you're not sure where, how far.
Okay, let me see. I'd say 15, 20 yards probably.
Well, are you talking, telling me 60 feet then, that far away?
I was on the very top of his driveway, and I know from the top of his driveway, like the middle part of his driveway to his door, is at least 10 yards.
Okay, 15 to 20 yards then?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd say about that.
Go ahead.
And that's it. Everyone, like, we've had problems with these guys before.
Okay, let's don't get into that
okay.
Right now. Just tell me what happened.
And then I just started fighting with someone I didn't even know, you know, and that was it. And then one of your police officers told me to lay face down on the street, and that was it.
Well, my understanding is, my understanding is that you were quite a distance from where the house was to where you were told to lay down on the street.
Yeah.
So how'd you get from?
I ran.
You ran after someone?
I was basically, what I was trying to do was scare them to get, because it was like everyone, I wasn't worrying about anybody. It was like, I just wanted those guys to get out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. And they got out of there, and I chased them. I ended up at the corner at the end of his street.
Okay.
Okay. And that's when your police out. You know,
at the end of Greenvale.
Yeah.
Okay. When you got down there, and was it just you or fighting this guy, or were there a couple other guys with you?
There was me. I was chasing after two guys actually. One kept on running, the other one, we stopped and we started fighting, and I totally lost vision of the other person.
Right.
I don't know where he went.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, boom, I got scared when I heard a gunshot and it was really close to me.
All right.
Here to the door.
All right, let's back up a little bit, get ahead of yourself a little bit.
Okay.
You get put down on the ground, are you laying flat on the ground or on your knees, or how the police officer put you on the ground?
No, I just laid down. I didn't want to.
Did you lay down on the ground?
Yes, I laid flat.
Flat on the ground?
Right, flat okay. Stomach first.
All right, and did you have your head facing one direction or another?
No, I was looking straight down on the concrete.
Straight down on the asphalt.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, did you see what happened after that?
I heard a bang. It was really close, and I got scared. And it
heard a bang like a shot?
Yes.
Okay.
And one of those guys that came to Gordy's house was laying on the ground. He was shot. And I looked back, and he was, like, you know, yelling in pain.
Okay.
I don't...
Heard a bang like a shot, and then what happened? Did you look after that?
I looked, and...
Look to your left or to your right?
Wait, I was like this. I looked, and it was, like, right in front of me, like, to the off, in front to my left.
All right, I want... Do you think you can, I'm going to draw a picture of the end of this street as best I can.
Okay.
And this right here, do you know what a T intersection is?
Yeah.
Okay. This is, called Greenvale.
Okay.
And this street here, do you know the name of this street? The T intersection? If I told you, would you know it?
Yeah, because my cousin lives on that.
Is it Bradford?
Yes, it is Bradford.
Okay. And I put Greenville and Bradford. I'm going to draw arrow here, meaning west.
Okay.
And the relationship further down, the house you're at is down here in the corner?
Right. Right.
I'm putting a box there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now that I've got that, let's see, it's 204. All right. Show me, if you would, please, where you were put down on the ground.
Right about... Okay, can I draw... Okay, there was a
just
house...
Do me a favor. I don't mind you if you draw things. Just tell me beforehand before you draw.
Okay. There's a house on the corner, and that's where I ended up. It was on the corner. There was a house right here.
Okay.
And I ended up...
Put
right
an H... Then put house in there, so we'll know it's house.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, and then I ended up approximately in the middle of the street, right here.
Where the X is.
Right.
All right, put your first initial and your first, your last name, or first, it doesn't matter. Okay. Now, where was the other person that you've been fighting with? Where was he?
He was right, like, right towards the sidewalk, a little away from the sidewalk, but I guess you could say closer to me.
Okay.
And we were, like, basically looking... face to face.
Well, where was your head at?
My head
was at this end or this end?
It was like, my head was right here.
Alright.
Okay. He was right here.
Where was his head at? Did you notice where his head was at?
His head was like right here. And I had caught eye contact with him.
Alright.
Okay. The person that got shot, and I was assuming it was his friend, was right here.
Okay, why don't you put a little line by it and put S by it for it. We'll call that S for sh.
Okay.
Is that your S?
Yeah, that's my S.
Okay. All
right.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's for the person who was shot.
Okay.
Where were the police officers at? Could you tell where they were at?
There was a police officer right here with his...
All right, put P-O there, P period, O period.
Okay.
And we'll call that number one police officer.
Okay.
If you put a one by there.
Okay.
Okay, and if you put, did you see any other police officers?
Yes, there was two of them.
Okay,
one. Okay, the first police officer was on the person that got shot. The second police officer was watching the person that I was fighting with and myself.
Okay, where was he at?
He was like probably right here,
okay,
watching both of us.
All right, put police officer two there.
Okay.
So police officer two was watching you too.
Right.
All right. Did you hear the police officer say anything to this person before they shot him?
No, after they shot him, I heard that the guy had a crowbar. I saw the crowbar myself.
Yeah.
Okay, it was in a hook shape.
Right.
Okay, and the officer said that he was coming after the other officer.
Right.
And I understand he did it for precaution.
Okay.
And that's all that I know.
Did you hear them say anything to him?
I don't remember.
Well, let's get straight here.
Okay.
You heard them say for you guys to get on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you were close enough to hear them say something at the end. Let's see, square about this.
Okay, because when the officer told me to get face down on the concrete.
You talking about police officer two that told you that, or one, or could you tell?
Police officer two. When he told me that, he was coming at me from this direction.
Perhaps, okay.
He was coming at me from this direction.
So PO2 there, if you would.
Okay.
Okay, police officer 2 was coming at you from that direction.
Uh-huh. I don't know where they came from because they got there within a matter of seconds.
All right.
Okay, and he came at me, and all I remember was him flashing his light at me.
Mm-hmm.
I saw his gun, and he goes, get face down on the ground, and I just dropped immediately.
How'd you know when he was a police officer?
He goes, police officer. That's what I said, police officer. He goes, get down on the ground now. And I mean, he did it in a really,
okay.
You know.
All right. Now, once you were down on the ground,
mm-hmm.
Did you see this guy come around the corner?
No, I didn't. All I know is that when I first saw him is when he got shot.
Did you see the crowbar in his hand?
Yes, it was laying right next to him.
I mean, did you see, what I'm saying is, did you actually see him
get
shot?
I saw him after he got shot.
And was the crowbar in his hand?
I think he dropped it right beside me. Okay.
Okay, when you heard the shot,
mm-hmm.
Did you hear
I turned it? Around.
And right. Did you see the guy fall to the ground?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Did you see him fall and let loose the crowbar?
I'm pretty sure he let go as soon as...
No, what I'm saying is...
Okay.
When did you hear the crowbar hit the ground, ever?
Okay, there was a bang, boom, I turned around, and he was laying on the ground, and I guess I didn't see him with his hand, or he was holding the crowbar. I guess I didn't see that. Because as soon as I heard the bang, I turned around, and he was like, he dropped. He was laying there going.
And where was the crowbar relationship to him?
Right beside him.
Where? About,
okay, if he was laying down.
Like, was it next to his left hand, right hand,
foot?
I mean, where was that?
He was laying, how was he laying? Okay, he was laying, actually, he was laying with his head facing towards the park. Okay, there's the park we're going
right.
To. Okay.
I want you to put park, the P-A-R-K down.
Okay. I guess all of this would be the park.
Okay.
His head was facing towards the park, and it was down on his right.
Next to what?
Next to his arm. Like right next to him right here.
All right. Off to about 6 or 8 inches, something like that.
Are you really close? Yeah. I mean, within grabbing distance.
Okay. And so he is, was his head out toward the street or back toward the sidewalk? Put a zero there like he did before where his head was. That might be easier for me.
Okay. His head was right here.
Where was his feet?
Okay. His feet were right.
Draw a stick man. Draw a stick man.
Okay.
Okay, draw a stick man, you and the other fellow too, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it a little simpler.
That's how I was, and he was like, there.
Okay. Alright. So if I understand, you had your face down towards the pavement, you, because after they told you, get down, identify themselves,
mm-hmm.
Police officer, get down, you got down, and...
I heard a bang.
Did you hear anybody say, police officer, this fellow? He got shot.
I can't say I couldn't remember. I don't remember.
You just don't remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It just happened within a split second. It, you know.
Do you know who the person was that got shot?
No, I've never seen those guys before.
So you never seen them
no.
Before?
No, I've never seen those guys before.
Okay, about what time was this?
It probably happened all between, I would say, close to 10 o'clock, around there, 10, a little after 10, no more than probably 10:15.
So sometime between 10 and 10:15?
Yeah, I would say.
He went in the fight, the shot, and the whole thing occurred.
Uh-huh. What's going to happen about this situation that happened?
What we're doing now is... In this kind of case, it's so involved, it's not a straight answer until we get to the end result. I won't know for still a while yet.
Mm-hmm.
When I say a while, I mean tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a long night.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything else you can add to this?
that I can add? No.
You don't know who it was that fired off his first round up here at the house?
No, and I don't even know who those guys were that came to Gordy's house.
But I'll ask you straight out now, because I'm receiving some conflicts, and it has to do with your credibility and everybody else's too on the camera. And I ask the same thing of everybody.
Okay.
Do you belong to a pirate gang?
No, I don't. I know I've gotten hassled for that before, and I am not. I'll look you straight in the eye. No,
I'm not. How about the other guys?
No, they're not in it.
Why did these guys come to your house?
To come to my little cousin's house?
Cousin's house.
I think the reason why we came up with the solution, everybody else, is Gordy has an ex-girlfriend, and I guess one of those guys likes her.
And who's it?
All came up with. He goes, do you think this controversy with everything that's happening, do you think Adele has a little part of it? And they said yes.
So you never saw the shot, this person being shot?
No, I just heard the bang.
You just heard the bang because you had his face towards the ground.
Right. And I just turned around and he was like, he dropped. He was holding his side or whatever.
Okay. And you don't remember if you ever heard the officer say anything to him? But you know that they identified themselves to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't know which direction this guy had been running. Was he running your direction or around the corner? Could you tell?
I lost sight of him, and then next thing I know, he was right there. To tell you the truth, I didn't even see. I only saw one police officer, which the police officer that identified himself towards myself. Okay.
You never saw the other person?
I never saw the other police officer, and I never saw that other guy that got shot.
Which, now, the police officer number two is the one you're talking about?
Yes, I never saw him.
Oh, wait, police officer two you never saw?
Wait, no, okay, no, not number two, number one. I never saw number one. He never came into my, like, when he said police officer, I turned around, he was right there shining his light on me, but I never saw number one.
Okay, so you saw number two.
Right.
Can you describe him to me?
The person?
Yeah, the police officer.
He was, I can't really, because the light was straight on my face.
Right, as best you remember.
Tall, brown, light brown hair possibly, I have no idea.
So light brown hair, tall.
All I know, he was not in his uniform, first of all.
Right.
He was in his street clothes.
Right.
Okay. He had a brass light, you know, the ones that they carry, and his gun.
Okay. And you say he had his gun out and his flashlight at the time he took you guys to the ground.
Yeah. He was pointing both of them straight at me.
Okay. What's on here? Street clothes, gun, flashlight. Alright. Mind if I come back if I got some more questions?
No problem.